Darren, don't go far. I'm glad you didn't, because this won't last long. And I'm not doing announcements right now, so Tim will be doing those. Nope, right? Tim will do them. Francis, I need you to keep my mom awake back there, because she needs to hear this. The Colossians, the verse that Josh just read, it's dealing with the thankfulness. In verse 6 there it says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord," and then verse 7, "continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." I want to share with you my thankfulness. My great, great, great grandparents, I think that's how far back they are, maybe a little bit further, David and Catherine Deitch, who immigrated to America from Germany in 1843 after a stormy voyage which lasted approximately 2 months. The challenge, I don't know about being on a ship for let alone a week, and then there's those nice cruises that you have, but the ships back then in 1843, it's almost not much bigger than the Mayflower. So my impression of them, I admired them for one, the willingness to change, the challenge to come across the country, come across the world to another country. I'm sure they were comfortable in their lifestyle with their family and the people that they knew. But for them to look into the future, and they didn't know what they were going to get into, but they knew there was a hope. And for them to take that terrifying journey of the unknown. Similar to when Wassam, you guys know about Wassam, when he came over, he was looking to be able to worship Christ without the fear of persecution. He came over to this country looking for someone. Well, he only knew one person. And then he went to a hymn sing, and unfortunately he met Ivan, and Ivan just helped him out there. He said, "Come on in, let me take you in." But he helped. But Wassam is one of those that had persecution, and he needed to get out of it. For what my relatives did, my great-great-great-grandparents, I am thankful. For my parents who made the decision to follow Christ a long time ago. I say a long time ago because I don't think I was born yet. A man named Bill Burnett, who owned an airplane. That's maybe why I'm still involved with airplanes. I like them. But anyway, Bill Burnett owned an airplane, and my dad was working on it for him. And Bill asked my dad to go to church. Now, my mom said my dad went to church by himself. When he got here, they asked him, I said, "Where's your family?" He goes, "Well, you asked me. You didn't ask my family." So the next time, the family came. The family, they started learning about God through Paul Hall, who was a preacher then, and Bill. Bill wanted somebody else to study with him because he wasn't confident enough. He was concerned that he might not say the right thing. But Bill did say the right thing by asking my dad to come to church. I wish today I could thank Bill for having the courage to ask my parents. What he started was a great blessing. In turn, he created a chain of events While my parents were going to a Lutheran church down the road, the parents were willing to look at the Bible from a different point of view. And then the parents changing their way and being baptized into Christ. For this, I am thankful. A little bit of a family tree. My parents had 5 children, all who were baptized into Christ, and the majority are still faithful. I am the 4th of 5 and my mother's favorite. Sharon doesn't agree with that. But. Out of us 5, there are 14 grandchildren. 9 of them have been baptized into Christ, and more to come. Amen. And the grandchildren are having kids. Oh, does everybody know that Josh and Sam are going to have a baby? I'm going to have another grandboy. What a grand? Yeah. Anyway, they're going to have a boy. His name's Grant Jr., right? Something like that. So far, that's 14 souls so far. I am thankful for that. I met my wife here. It was in 6th grade when Paul Cantrell came to be our preacher here. And that's when I told Lori I was going to marry her. She didn't quite agree with me then. I was a foot shorter than her. But persistence does pay off. My older brother found a fantastic wife at our sister congregation in Carlisle. My younger sister found her husband at PCC. Or did he find her? I don't know. The blessings of those families and their children are going to continue the church. For these blessings, I am thankful. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. I'd like to read that. I'm going to change it a little bit here, saying, men and women of this world, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you that through him, and you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that of God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke to the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you know, now see, and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With that scripture, I am thankful. For Jesus, I am thankful. If there's anyone who needs the prayers of the church or would like to be baptized, please come forward as stand and sing.